Every part of the Hawaiian Islands is alive with legends, reflected in the place names, kept alive by storytellers. Moses Goods teaches theater at Windward Community College, and for his current show, he worked with stories that were in the air all around him. He's the director of Tales of Ko'olaupoku, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Moses.
Aloha, good morning.
The whole idea of stories connected to a region is very much a part of Hawaiian culture, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wherever you are, it seems like there's a legend ready to jump out at you.
There are stories all around us and stories we don't know about that go back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah. And probably a lot of stories that have been lost, sadly.
Absolutely, yeah, sadly.
So how do you find the ones that are still there to be found?
There have been a lot of stories that have been written down. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of stories that are still told through hula. Luckily, I'm a part of a halau that's located in the Ko'olaupoku area.
Uh-huh.
So we have access to stories that way as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably one of the last really a repository of that whole oral tradition in hula, right?
Hula is our oldest traditional form of storytelling that still exists. I mean, we've been telling stories for centuries and centuries, but as far as the oral storytelling traditions, we don't really have a lot of that left, but we do have hula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, because of the way an oral tradition works, stories tend to change over time, right?
Yeah, it can, absolutely. Yeah, and you have the same story that is told into different ahupua'a, and they might have a different way of being told in those different areas.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which adds to the richness of the environment, but it creates a challenge for the when you're creating a show like this. Yeah?
Absolutely. I'm told that when you hear a story from our kupuna, it is never wrong, even though two stories may be told completely different. Both stories are absolutely right. So which one do I choose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to really accept that whole sort of type of consciousness to do this, don't you?
Yeah. It makes it more rich. When I tell a story that may have two different versions of the same story, I try to be true to one particular one. Once in a while, I will add elements of another one, but I try to keep it to whatever storyteller it comes from, just one single storyteller, not mix too often.
Just in the interest of having it make sense,
yeah,
I would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are the stories that you picked, and what was it about them?
Well, okay, there are 11 ahupua'a in Ko'olaupoko. It goes from Waimanalo all the way to Kualoa. So that's a lot of ahupua'a, and that's a lot of stories to choose from.
You bet.
And I have an hour to do it. So
yeah, sure.
I researched as much as I could. I wrote down the ones that really jumped out at me. Also, being that I'm a member of a halau, we have our own traditions of what we think are important. So those, of course, came to the forefront for me as well.
Sure.
I narrowed it down to a few stories, but I wanted to make sure that I at least mentioned one story from each of those ahupua'a within the story, within the show, whether it be in some of the songs that I wrote for the show or actually in the stories itself. But I narrowed it down to one main story that kind of is told throughout the entire play. There's, I guess, a secondary story that comes in the middle, and two secondary stories within the show.
But you have one sort of arc to connect everything in the show.
Well, the connecting arc are these three modern-day youths, local youths, which happen to be the three actors playing those roles. I didn't realize they're actually from that area. They were born and raised in the Ko'olaupoku area, which makes it even
perfect.
Nicer.
Yeah.
But those characters are the arc of the story, and within that, they're telling the... Well, through them, they're telling the stories of the district.
So it really kind of falls together in a very natural way.
Yeah.
I mean, that sort of makes it all come together. But the two brothers, there's a kind of a conflict with two brothers as a key to the story.
So one of the main stories is the story of Kaulu, and Kaulu is the son of Ku and Hina. He's the youngest of three brothers, and he has the most mana. He's the most powerful of the three brothers. But when he's born, he is very weak. So he needs to have the oldest brother protect him from the second brother, who knows of his mana and is very jealous of his mana. So that's kind of the story of those three brothers. And that's the kind of the main story in the play, because that's, I guess, each moku, or each district on the island, has kind of like a central story, like their most well-known story. And the story of Kaulu is the story of the moku, or the district of Ko'olaupoko. So that's kind of the main featured story. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of the three brothers.
He's very powerful spiritually, but he's weak. He's weak physically.
He's born very weak, and he needs time to grow into his full mana.
Oh, I see.
So he calls to his brother when he's still inside of his mother Hina. He calls to his brother Ka'eha to protect him so that he can reach his full power, protect him from his other brother Kamano. Yeah.
Is there a is this sort of going in a direction of a message about people needing one another, if you're weak in one area, having someone else to shore up your weakness, that kind of thing?
I think within the stories that our kupuna left us, there are all of those lessons. There's so many lessons that like that, and lessons that we don't consider. So certainly, yeah, there is. You know, there's within our stories we have the basic Hawaiian values, right? Ahonui, which is patience, lokahi, which is togetherness, and all of that is important to each and every one of our stories. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, yes, that is in this story.
But it sounds as if it's not a heavy-handed moral of the story kind of presentation either, that the conclusions are there for you to draw. Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Which in a way is probably a more effective way of getting a message with a capital M across. Yeah,
yeah. I try never to be too heavy-handed in the stories that I tell.
Yeah.
There certainly are messages in there, but you don't want to beat anybody over the head with these things. You want to make it, especially a story that's geared for families and young ones. You want
sure.
to have it be a fun and likable element to the story, but still have these messages in there, right?
Audiences appreciate it when you respect their intelligence, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Moses, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Moses Goods is the director and author of Tales of Ko'olaupoku at the Windward Community College Pauliku Theater. It runs for one more weekend, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.